Oh, how holy, how serene, how kind, how pleasant the Virgin is believed to be. Our Lord Jesus Christ is goodness itself. He is truth, light, mercy, and kindness. In His endless mercy, He heals the sick, nourishes the hungry, and forgives sinners. Though we offend Him through our sins, He calls us friends, and lays down His life for us so that we may not perish. If our Lord is kindness itself, then His Mother is the Mother of Kindness. If He is mercy itself, then she is the Mother of Mercy. As our Lord has called us His friends and brothers, so Our Lady Mary calls us her children. As God decided to come into the world through Mary, He routinely has decided to use His Mother as a channel of grace for helping His children. Our Lady would not have received the title Help of Christians had she not helped many Christians and other sinners through her prayers. This audiobook is a collection of stories taken from The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. As it was written in the 1700s, some might be tempted to doubt the validity of these stories, writing them off to peasant superstition and imagination, outdated for these more sophisticated times of learning and science. Therefore, I say unto you, all things, whatsoever you ask when ye pray, believe that you shall receive, and they shall come unto you. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Incredible miracles attributed to the intercession of the Virgin Mary continue to happen today to those who have faith, like the one that occurred during the wildfires in Texas in September of 2011. The miracle that was reported is as follows. Quote, "The Texas wildfire had been burning for days across central Texas and has incinerated about 1,400 homes and tens of thousands of acres of land. It had burned every yard and everything on them in the Ranch Crest subdivision of Montgomery County, Texas," CNN reported. "But miraculously, all the homes here are still standing. The fire line came right up to a barely 2-foot-tall statue of the Virgin Mary placed on 2 stones and resting against a tree in the Garcia's garden, and then stopped suddenly. Garcia discovered this after he returned home for the first time after 4 days and thanked the Virgin Mary. Quote, "She protected our home, everybody's homes. We prayed to it before we left to protect everybody's homes," end quote, he told CNN, pointing towards the statue outside his house. End of story. You can try to come up with some interesting explanations until you consider that every yard was burned, but not a single home was destroyed. A few loving prayers said with confidence, set in front of a statue of the Mother of God, saved their homes from being destroyed in the fire. How kind is the Virgin believed to be? Continue listening to see how she helps those who call upon her and honor her as their Mother and Queen. A prayer to the Mother of God. Hail, Hope of the World, Mary. Hail, Meek One. Hail, Loving One. Hail, Full of Grace. Hail, O Singular Virgin, who was chosen to not suffer flames through brambles. Hail, Beautiful Rose. Hail, Staff of Jesse, whose fruit loosened the chains of our weeping. Hail, whose womb bore a son against the law of death. Hail, O One lacking comparison, still tearfully renewing joy for the world. Hail, Lamp of Virgins, through whom the heavenly light shone on these whom shadow holds. Hail, O Virgin, from whom a thing of heaven wished to be born, and from whose milk fed. Hail, Gem of the Lamps of Heaven. Hail, Sanctuary of the Holy Ghost. Oh, how wonderful and how praiseworthy is this virginity, in whom, made through the Spirit the Paraclete, shone fruitfulness. Oh, how holy, how serene, how kind, how pleasant the Virgin is believed to be.